Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thomas Parks, a city council member in New Napachuk, is our guest this morning. The interview was recorded last week. New Napachuk is the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta village, which has had a COVID-19 surge and managed to stop it. Thomas Parks was willing to share a story about his family. It centers on the fact that people without symptoms can spread the disease even when they think they are helping out. The story begins when his brother, Naylin, is stuck with no money, spending the night at the Anchorage airport trying to get home to New Napachuk.
He was at the airport. He was weak with a walker, didn't have any money for food. There was a lady. She gave him some coffee from her thermos, and he didn't know that lady was also positive with COVID. So that time he catched it from the airport in Anchorage. He came to New Napachuk on August 10, I think. He said he's moving here. He doesn't want to go back to Anchorage. He said he's tired of Anchorage from the street drugs he had took. He was already weakened up when he came in. He had problems with the walking. He said his heart's not right or not beating well. He had asthma. I hugged him, welcomed him home. I asked him if he got tested in Bethel for COVID. He said no. I called the clinic, made him some appointments for COVID test. I think on the August 11, he went to the clinic, got tested. About a week later, got a call that he is positive for coronavirus, COVID-19. So in that time, when he hung up, since I was in the city council with New Napachuk, I immediately called the mayor, told him I think it's time to lock down. He announced on the radio, the VHF, that the village is now locked down. Before the lockdown, there were some visitors came in to come see Naylin, my brother. Three of my uncles came in to come see him while he was here. That was after the test. We didn't know he was positive. When we found out that he was positive, I immediately called my uncles. I told them no visitors. So they said, okay, we will do that. We will lock down ourselves. But I was a little concerned with all the kids I have.
How many kids do you have that live in your house, and what are their ages?
Starting from the oldest to the youngest, a total of 9 of my kids. We all live in my mom's place. There's a total of 13 in the house right now.
So 9 kids, and then you and your mom, and who else?
Me, my wife, Teresa, my mother, Grace, and my brother, Chuck, the oldest brother, Chuck Parks.
Well, that sounds like a full house right there.
Yeah, it's a full house. Sometimes it gets busy.
Did anyone else in your family test positive for COVID?
Yeah, I was surprised. There was 3 of my kids there were still negative. till this day. All the rest of us were positive when we got tested. So this lockdown was some experience for the whole village. It was like a ghost town here at Noonup. Nobody was out walking around. All the tribal members and the city council members kept announcing on the radio, this virus is here, when the lockdown happened with COVID. But most of all the councilmen and they were given out instructions what we had to follow. Usually, the village, like the kids were like playing out. It would be playing out, but all this summer was like quiet. The first time I see a village that quiet. Nobody was outside. I was amazed. In that time when we found out we were positive, all the native medicine started popping up. My mother, she made medicines. One main medicine we all took, most of us, was aged urine. That was in the jar for close to about six months. As the urine is aging, it turns to a strong medicine. One tablespoon of aged urine we took, and some native medicines from the tundra. So many medicines we took every day that the aged urine, we took it once, and the other ones would be like every day.
Whose urine?
The family, the immediate family of the youngest boy. One of my boys' urine was sitting there for probably 6 months, I think, in a jar. So this urine was, wow, really strong. I am glad that I had no taste and no smell.
And you only took the urine once?
Twice. So that urine, I opened it up and tried to take a sniff, and it burned my nose.
Oh, man, and I bet so.
Yeah, it burned my nose and it started to clear my sinuses away.
What are the medicinal benefits of aged urine?
It takes away the cold. Most likely every sickness you get from one teaspoon of the urine will take away. If you're sick, if you take it in the next day, you'd be feeling better. Just flushes out the sickness. And I think it probably sweats out when you take a steam after taking a urine. And that urine will start flushing out the sickness by sweating it out.
You said that your whole family, except for three of your children, tested positive for COVID? That's a lot of people to be sick at once. How did you take care of each other?
Medicine, native medicines we took every day.
Is that stinkweed or is that jaitlak?
Yeah, stinkweed. Yeah, I think that's the one that was the main meds we took every morning, evening. And probably you've heard about chaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mushroom?
Yeah, chaga. But including The medicine, some of the medicines we took was pine tree. We burn it and let it smoke in the house twice a week. Smoking the house with the pine tree. And it did help with the clearing up with the nose area.
Has everyone recovered?
It took me about a week with all the sickness was trying to hit me hard. But with the medicines I was taking, when it went away.
Is it correct that someone from Nunapichuk died of COVID?
That was my brother, one of the oldest brothers we have. His name was Nalen Ivan. That's the person who had passed a week later when he came home. He's the one.
That's the same person?
Yeah, that's the same person. He's the one. When he found out that he was positive, he looked down. He was blaming himself when he brought COVID-19 to Nunapichuk. I told him, don't blame yourself. You know what Mom said? This sickness will pop up anytime, and this is the one. Don't blame yourself. I was like not really surprised about the COVID-19 he brought home. Mother told me about the virus. She heard it from the older ones and their parents that one day we will get some kind of virus that will kill most of the elders, that she wasn't alarmed or not scared of this virus at what he brought. So I told him not to blame himself.
How did you hold a funeral during a lockdown?
We had, there was a church member. The family was there. And it was hard, but we managed to go through this the funeral. Some of close by areas, the gravesite area, there were people standing away from us. We had a funeral. So the immediate family was only there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I wanted to talk to someone like you right now. It helps me like get lighter in my feelings.
Thomas, do you have any words of advice for other communities that are having community spread right now and trying to get through?
Yeah. If any village that is on COVID-19 lockdown, I would call Nunapichuk and ask for instructions, medicines. If any village is interested in letting, knowing the medicines we took, call the city of Nunapichuk or the native village of Nunapichuk, the IRA. Call for medicines and instructions we took seriously here at Nunapichuk.
Thomas, you've shared so much with me this afternoon, and I've really enjoyed hearing your stories and talking with you. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Be safe. Keep wearing your masks. Keep cleaning your area. Most of what I had, I shared it with you. Keep doing subsistence. Keep moving around. Go out for a little bit and energize yourself to a small area where there's nobody. You will feel better.
That was Thomas Parks, a city council member in New Napachuk, a community that overcame a surge of COVID-19. Join us tomorrow for Coffee at KYUK to hear Mike Williams Sr. join us to talk about forming a tribal government in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK.